Message and data rates may apply. Consult a doctor prior to use.
Wow, you look amazing. What have you been doing?
I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and the other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, I found this great company called Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe medications like Ozempic and Wegovy and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive, all 100% online.
I can get GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% less and do it all online? No doctor's office or pharmacy?
Yes, Zelthy can provide semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s. But for 80 to 90% less and ship directly to your door.
How do I get started with Zelthy?
Call #250 with the word care to get started today with Zelthy. Get the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less and 100% online. Don't wait. Call #250 with the word care right now for a link to your exclusive offer. Call #250 with the word care. That's #250 with the word care. #250 and care.
I'm going to put it to you, Neil, that this was a game of three acts. Like the first act was, I thought Bamber Bridge were the more hungry side for 25 minutes. FC started to come into it, and then everything changed with the sending off.
So, first 25 minutes, credit to Bamber Bridge, they changed the style. They went with inverted fullbacks, so they played with a back three and inverted fullbacks instead of outside fullbacks, so it threw us, and I thought... It took us 20 minutes for Dec McLaughlin and Charlie Munro to jump on the 8 and the 10. It took us 20 minutes for the two wide men to stop the two centre-halves from coming out. And then 20 minutes for our two full-backs to jump on their two wide men. When I got that message on, we went up a gear. And before the sending off, we were up a gear already. We were winning every second, winning every first contact. We were making good balls. And that ball over the top where you've got Gilboy's pace is threatening. Second part of the game, the sending off. Great free kick from Munro. We then... took our chances, and then the third part of the game, I just thought we were totally dominant in the second half. And it's hard against 10 men, but don't forget, we went to Bamber Bridge this season when they went out to 10 men and we didn't capitalise and could have lost it in the last minute. So have we come a long way? Don't know.
You must have been very pleased with Munro's choice, really. Very professional. No, it's sort of staring in the face. Keeper, the guy's just coming, he's not a goalkeeper, just get it on target. But he put it in just the right spot, didn't he?
He did, it was a great free. What I liked about the free kick was how he came over, he went, Gaffer, I'm having this. And he's not one of our set piece specialists. And he came over and led with responsibility. And listen, Charlie Munro is an absolutely brilliant football player who has massively underperformed this season at FC United. Now, that's not me calling him out before anyone says. We haven't seen the standards that Charlie Munro can set, but we brought him to the football club. Whether or not it takes time to adapt, you know, we go through the second season, we're not playing in front of this crowd, whether or not he's been frustrated with his own performances, but you can see, even at 0-0, what a performance it was from Munro. And I've got to now work with him to get the best out of him, because if we've got him, we don't need another eight. But if we've got Munro, where we know that he's hitting his level, we need an eight who come from the bench, and sometimes you have to sacrifice him. But as a footballer, and people will know, you have dips, and sometimes you have season dips. It doesn't mean he's a bad player. He's played at National League level all his career, and does he take time to settle? Yeah, he's a popular member of the dressing room. I really enjoyed his performance today. Love him when he plays like that. So it's our job now, and it's hard when you're part-time to coach these players, but... You know, this is Munro coming into his own. I thought he was outstanding in midweek, and he's followed up with another great performance today. So, from our midfielders, we want them to, if we will, technical terms, James, operate between the lines, operate between the two goalposts to enable the three behind the one to rotate. And I think when we're at our best, our midfield pairing do that.
Back line, I thought, was almost flawless today. I'm sure you've seen some flaws. But
I'll tell you what I just said in the dressing room. Curtis Jones, by far... and away the best player on the pitch today, by far and away. Nothing against Joe Ferguson, the bench said it. We have got, when you have got Curtis Jones, the best centre half in the league, playing that well, that fit, he's got another 5-6 years. But FC United are not as good without Curtis Jones. I'll argue with anybody until they're blue in the face. And if you think I can go find another Curtis Jones, wave a magic wand somewhere, because unless you let him go to replace his money with somebody else, you can't. So what do we want? Do we want him to hopefully stay injury free, which we do? He's had bad luck with his knee, but what an exceptional talent, you know. And he's what, 30 years old? He's that. I've just said in the dressing room, I've made a big point of it. He's the best, and everyone clapped because they know how much of a colossal and an important player Curtis Jones is for this team. And I'm sorry when we haven't won games and he hasn't played, or Donoghue hasn't played, or Gabbinon hasn't played, but that's where we are. We've tried to sign the best players on what we've can, and when they're not available, it's been hard. But when they are, a masterclass performance.
Yeah, I think it was a majority. There was one of the trio of the radio tree that did go for Jones.
Okay, all right.
It was very tight at the. It was very tight. I thought that all four of them played well.
You did,
and you are absolutely right. One day Willie will agree.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
But that may be in a sort of another time sphere.
Yeah.
You're talking of Ferguson and Hall though. You seem to have a particularly good line in developing fullbacks who come up from lower and really do. You really see the development.
It's me having that argument with myself or other people. You know, we play high fullbacks. We play a 4-2-3-1 with our fullbacks going high and wide. And when we lost Oliver in pre-season, had to go to centre-off, we played McLaughlin there. It was hard to get another one. To get that balance, to get Guy Hall going, you need to get have a Joe Ferguson to get going. But you can see the two of them. You know, when we line up our shape, they're literally playing as wingers, and our wingers then come inside, and you can see how much joy that Joe Ferguson and Guy Hall got down there, and that's my style of play, and I want to develop these fullbacks. But ask Adam Dodd, you know, you can only do it for 4 or 5 years before, because I'm expecting him to do 12-13k every game, and you know, these two lads can do it, the 21-22, they can do it. It's harder when you get to 27-28-29, but you look at all good sides, or all good Premier League sides, or Championship, they've got two flying fullbacks, and if we can keep them, and we can keep Curtis Jones fit and Jan Palinka's fit and Charlie Oliver fit, we've got a chance, you know, but it is all it's buts and maybes.
So you won't be playing Radcliffe next season. Opportunity to congratulate the champions.
I will congratulate him. You know, my two best mates in football, Vernon and Jono, you know, and, you know, when times have been tough for me this season, they've picked up the phone and they've kind of ignored the haters and stay strong. And, you know, they're my best pairing in non-league football, and I'm delighted for, no, it's not outside of football as well, the two great guys, and, you know, I'm delighted for them. And you say what you want about budgets, you know, they'll tell you they've got loads of money, but with that, they've got loads of pressure, and you're not a bad manager, you've got to handle your budget the right way, and they have done, and they've got up, and absolutely delighted for them. They'll go and have a drink tonight, I'll be on the phone to them, delighted for them.
And finally, Guiseley away, Guiseley, who have appeared to have, in the vernacular, blown it. They were contenders, but the way things have gone today, that now looks improbable.
Manchester Yorkshire derby, but again, FC United come to town, it'll be their biggest game of the season. They want to kick us, they want to beat us. Like everybody does, we've got to be more mature. We've got to have more nous with our performances, and we'll go there aiming to finish the season on high, because we said we wanted to win games of football, and pretty much apart from the Ashton performance, which I completely agree with you, I think there's been a turnover the last couple of months. I think since you've seen our players come back, you've seen results now, you've seen a bit of momentum. And you can say what you want, James. I'll always do my best for this football team. And I know that I can bring success. I know I can develop players. And I've never doubted myself. And, you know, you can criticise all you want. But I'm happy that the lads now, with that togetherness of bringing it back and the winning games of football. And, you know, Saturdays haven't been the best day this season, but today's a good day, so why not, let's go and celebrate.
Congratulations, Neil, thanks very much as ever, and congratulations on the qualification, of course, the Phoenix Trophy.
Yeah.
Great end to the season in prospect there. We will see you in Yorkshire.
Get your tickets booked. Let's show Enfield and Lewis that we're the best fan of football team around, and let's travel in our numbers and enjoy the sunshine while we're there.
All right, thank you.
Cheers.
So much,
thank
Neil.
You.